Just say where you've come from this weekend.
I've come here from Manchester.
What have you made of the weekend, mostly towards the end now, what have you made of it over the time you've been here?
Well, I think it's been really productive. I think that in kind of lead up to the meeting, I was a little bit worried that we're going to be arguing about stuff that indie media's worried about at the moment. There's sort of challenges to what we're doing at the moment in terms of the way that we make decisions, keeping in contact with each other, making sure we've got projects to keep us moving forward. But it's all been pretty good, quite sane as well.
So you think a lot of those sort of challenges, things we've either faced up to or just begun to face up to here?
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about, we just had quite a good meeting about the way that audio and video is being put on indie media sites. So we can do a lot better. And for some reason, we've just been a bit paralysed by using the technical system we've been using for like the last 3 years. But we kind of just decided just to get on and work on another system, if that's a problem. And it feels quite nice to be able to do that.
So what do you think, based on those technical changes and the other things that have gone on this weekend, we can expect to see indie media doing and being over the next few years?
Well, that's a difficult question without launching into loads of technical geeky speak. But I think the short answer is just more flexibility and more possibility for groups that are interested in a certain area having like control over what they do and how it looks, and then also easier ways of working with other groups, like say campaign groups or local groups or groups interested in certain areas and topics, and then having like a combination of really good indie media resources, also flexibility in the way that they put their information on indie media and where it appears elsewhere as well, like on their own website or something.